Matt, developing these guidelines was a very long, thoughtful process, and we absolutely could not have done it without the collaboration and cooperation of the entire medical community. We worked with 44 organizations over the past 12 months to build these guidelines. The guidelines are intended to help prescribers review and assess their approach in prescribing opioids for chronic non-cancer pain. And what we are basically recommending is that before a patient receives a daily dose of prescription pain medications equal to what we call 80 milligrams morphine equivalent daily dose, they should stop, press pause, and reevaluate the patient's pain management plan.
It's important to note that these are guidelines and not rules. How confident are you that doctors and pharmacists will comply?
We are very confident that all of our prescribers and pharmacists around the state want to do the best thing for their patients and their families and all of our citizens of Ohio. So we're very confident because of the collaborative process that we'll be successful.
Pharmacists already have to file reports through the Ohio Automated Reporting System. Why are the extra measures necessary on the prescribing end?
We are doing the guidelines to ensure that our prescribers are able to provide the optimal pain management for their patients. So as our practitioners work in collaboration with the pharmacist, we know that that can only result in the best care possible for our patients.
What does this mean for people who are on pain medication presently? Will they be reevaluated, or is this just aimed at new prescriptions?
These guidelines are for all patients, those who are receiving pain medications now and those who may need to receive them in the future. We believe that the guidelines will be positive for patients because our goal is to help reduce and eliminate misuse and abuse of opiate drugs in Ohio. What's exciting to us is that the guidelines are designed to give prescribers the continued flexibility to prescribe the opiates while they're also being encouraged to press pause and look at other ways to manage pain.
Are you getting feedback from the medical or the patient communities about the guidelines yet?
We are starting to receive feedback, and of course we have been receiving feedback all along because this is a collaborative process. And all of the prescriber groups and pain control advocates have been part of it. So the feedback we have been receiving has been overwhelmingly positive and has been incorporated in the guidelines.
You can find out how to get more information about the new guidelines introduced by the Governor's Cabinet Opiate Action Team on our website at wnku.org under local news. Bonnie K. Berman, thank you for your insight this morning.
Thank you so much for having us, Matt.